Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. At least 16 people killed in the year's deadliest mass shooting. It happened in Lewiston, Maine. The person of interest is still at large, says ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
A federal source tells me this is a worst-case scenario involving a highly skilled gunman who is irrational. The person of interest, Robert Card, is a firearms expert and Army reservist with a history of mental illness, recently telling officials that he was hearing voices and threatening to attack a National Guard base in Saco, Maine. He was committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks this past summer.
The shooting's happening in a bowling alley and a restaurant in Lewiston. People who were in the bowling alley explaining how they survived.
I just booked it down the lane, and I slid basically into where the pins are and climbed up in the machine and was on top of the machines for about 10 minutes until the cops got there.
This is ABC News. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas under new scrutiny. Senate Democrats questioning a $250,000 loan he got from a wealthy friend to buy a luxury motor coach. That friend later forgiving that loan.
The IRS considers debt forgiveness as a form of income, but Thomas never reported it on his financial disclosure forms, a likely violation of federal ethics rules. And he never reported it on his tax returns, potentially owing money to the IRS. The Democratic chair of the committee says the loan deal stinks to high heaven, telling reporters, "What we need to know is Justice Thomas's justification for this. Why wouldn't he put this on an ethics form? What has he done with respect to tax laws? Has he paid taxes on this?"
ABC's Terry Moran in Washington. Catastrophic damage in the Mexican resort city of Acapulco, battered by Hurricane Otis, a powerful Category 5 storm. Forecasters calling it more evidence of climate change. Extensive looting also reported in the city overnight. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Weather updates are brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Warm but cloudy and wet today with highs about 54. We're already sitting at about 51. 51 will be the high tomorrow with, again, some clouds and some rain likely, especially early. Much cooler Saturday, Sunday with temperatures in the low to mid-30s. Temperatures will continue in the 30s next week. Maybe a snow shower or two along that path, also with overnight lows dropping well below freezing. So a couple more days of mild temperatures before the reality of the winter fall season sets in. We're sitting at 50 degrees right now and some rain scattered throughout the area. Let's talk Phillips Cross Country. Boy, we've got some great news. If you haven't heard, the boys and girls both headed off the state. We got 20 runners or so with Coach Olson that'll be making their way down. And they are joining us right now. We'll get Coach Olson on with us first. Coach, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Hey, you betcha. And let's put a little cap on the season here because it has been a memorable one for the Phillips Cross Country teams.
It has been. It's been a really great fall for us. We have a really great group of kids that we get to work with every day. They work hard. We've had some groups in the past that work hard, but there's kind of sometimes a lot of complaining, and there's none of that with this group. We ask them to do something, and they get right to work and want to do whatever the workout is that day.
Well, and the results show, Coach, with not too often programs get both the boys and girls teams to advance on to state.
For sure. And just to go over a couple highlights that we had. So not only did we qualify both the boys and girls for the state meet, but also this is the first time since 1998 that both the boys and the girls teams brought home a conference championship. So that was something that we were pretty proud of, and they should be very proud of as well. It's the boys. This is their third straight conference championship. That was the last time they won three in a row was 1997, 1998, 1999. And then the girls qualifying for state, this is their third straight sectional title. And that hasn't been accomplished by a Phillips team since it was 2013, 2014, and 2015, I believe. So that was kind of that was a pretty good milestone that the girls hit there as well. And perhaps what says the most about the depth of this team is, so at the conference meet, you're allowed to run seven runners per race, seven boys, seven girls. So we had 14 kids in those varsity races, and 11 of the 14 earned all conference honors. And I think that was just pretty, that was something pretty special that they were able to accomplish. So
it is. And even more impressive that the Marrowood, like Coach Patterson mentioned earlier, it's not split. These are 10 teams, Marrowood North and South, right?
Yep, exactly.
All the other.
Ten teams that everybody's fighting for those all-conference honor spots. So yeah, we had a lot of goals for these kids, and I guess in some cases we were really blown away by, or they blew away the expectations we had for them. They just are a really good group of kids who worked really hard and showed up as the races got bigger towards the end of the year.
All right. Very good, Coach. Well, let's dig in right away. We're going to start with the guys here. So we'll talk with Gavin first of all, and then we'll loop back and get the coach on at the end here. So Gavin Esterholm, a sophomore. Gavin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Congrats on making it to state. This has been a memorable year for you.
You bet it has.
Were the expectations high for you going into the season for you to lead this team and be one of the top runners?
I came into it just like to go have fun, and I knew it was going to be a year to probably be the first runner. So I went into it just knowing I'm going to have a good group of guys behind me and that keep the team alive every day and just keep us going.
All right. As you look back at this season, Gavin, you're just a sophomore, but what are some of the highlights from this season personally or for your team?
Every day going to practice is fun always. And I think probably the best highlight of this season was bringing home conference for both the boys and girls. That was really fun. And then individually that race too, it was nice to come away with the win there. And it's just, that was a highlight of the season. Definitely a good race there.
All right. And you ran at state last year, I'm assuming, Gavin?
Yep. Okay. I was the third runner last year.
All right. What do you think of that course down there at Rapids?
It's fun. It's not the easiest course, but it's not too terrible. I mean, a golf course is always really nice. So.
Yeah. As far as footing, very good, but a few hills.
Definitely.
Few hills here and there that make it challenging, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Congrats on a great season, Gavin. We're going to do, I know you guys aren't in studio, but we're still going to do random questions for you guys. So I've got random questions I'm going to pick for you just to get to know Gavin Esterholm.
Okay.
And your random question is, what is your favorite Halloween candy, Gavin?
Oh, I'd have to go with the Reese's Pumpkins. Oh, those are very, very good. I love those.
Are they traditional peanut butter? Is that what?
Yeah, just the regular ones. I don't know. It's something. They're just better than normal Reese's. It's maybe like the chocolate to peanut butter ratio, but they're really good.
I'll have to check that out, the Reese's Pumpkins. Gavin, congrats on the accomplishment. Appreciate it very much. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Let's toss it over to Maverick. Maverick Hoagland, who has also been one of the top runners this year. And Maverick is senior. You're one of the old guys, Maverick. You're the old guy.
Yeah, I am.
You're the old guy, right?
Nope.
They call you the old man at all?
Absolutely. They do all the time.
Absolutely. So you've been right up there with Gavin, kind of the number two runner, but first team all conference, and going into your senior year, I would guess you had pretty high expectations, right?
Yeah, I had pretty high expectations. I would like to say I stuck with Gavin, but he kind of blew me away all the time.
Okay. All right. Sounds like Gavin's a special athlete.
He most certainly is special.
Yeah. What's the training like for you guys through the year? Because I think out of all the high school sports at cross country, it might be the toughest.
It definitely is the toughest training, but like we just like to go work at it and keep going and just keep pushing through it.
What's the one thing when the coach says, all right, we're going to do this, that you dislike the most?
Probably 1K repeats. I just really love those.
1K repeats, what's that?
It's a kilometer, and we do it at race pace, and then we take a break, and then we do it again.
So a kilometer at race pace, and then so a kilometer is what? I don't know my metrics. That's how long? Like a mile, a little over a mile or less than a mile?
A little over a half mile.
A little over a half mile, so you're doing it, running pretty fast.
Yep.
Running pretty fast. So it's like 1,600 meters. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I understand why you don't like that. Highlight of the season, or look back at your career, Maverick. You've been to state a few times and had a lot go on. What are some of the highlights as you look back on your career?
The highlight was, I think, definitely my sophomore year when we narrowly won conference by 2 points over Athens, and then carrying that over 2 more times for the three-peat.
All right, fantastic. Great accomplishments for you, Maverick. Your random question, getting to know Maverick Hoagland. Favorite movie, Maverick? What's your favorite movie of all time?
My favorite movie is either Major League or Idiocracy.
Major Leaguer. That's a second baseball reference movie out of a cross country runner. I like that. All right, Maverick. Congrats. Enjoy your time at State.
Thank you.
You betcha. James Vollendorf will get in here next, who is, hi, James. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Junior, and you've run at State before, I'm assuming?
Yep, just last year.
Just last year. All right. Talk about your season, James. Stayed healthy. Was it a good season for you individually?
At the beginning, I was injured, so it wasn't great, but it's gotten better as the year's gone on.
Okay. Did you think this team was good enough to make it to State at the beginning of the season? Was that one of your ultimate goals?
Yeah, we had hopes that we would.
Yeah, because that sectional up there was pretty tough with Solon Springs and Grantsburg and even Rib Lake Prentice. That was a pretty tough sectional you had.
Yeah, we definitely knew it wasn't going to be easy.
Yeah, yeah. So, James, the training through the year, got to be tough to start off injured because coaches have you on a progression, right, through the year in practices, so now you're kind of behind the eight ball right away. Is it hard to catch up once you're injured early?
The first few weeks were probably a little difficult, but after that, I got back into the swing of it.
All right. So you're healthy and ready to roll now, right?
Yep.
All right. All right. James is a junior at Phillips School. Your random question, James. Most memorable Halloween costume. What's your most memorable Halloween costume, James?
Ooh, maybe dressing up as Aaron Rodgers.
Dressing up as Aaron. Did you pull it off? Was it good?
I wouldn't say it was too great.
Okay. All right. But you did it. James, enjoy your time at State. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get Julian Ellingen here. He is a senior. Julian, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Joel. How are you?
Good. Doing fantastic. And is that right? You're a senior?
I sure am, yep.
Okay, I sure am. All right. All right. What was your season like, Julian, individually? Were you happy with what you were able to accomplish this year?
Oh, I haven't been doing too bad. I definitely could have trained more in the summer, but I wasn't really that motivated.
Okay.
I'm doing pretty good now.
All right. And happy to be part of a State team. Have you run at State before?
Yeah, we ran last year.
Okay. What was it like down there? Describe, for those who haven't been there, I think it's one of the most fun State atmospheres. We're there for several years covering it. Describe what it's like to be at that meet. A lot of people, right?
Yeah, definitely a lot of people in the atmosphere. It's just crazy because it's such a big meet. Just to be at that race, like everybody there cheering you on. It's definitely a fun place to be.
Describe what the start of that race is like, because that to me is crazy at the very start.
It is really packed. It's just, I don't know, just trying to find your way through all those people and making sure you get out fast enough.
Yeah, it goes from a really wide group of runners, and then it narrows down pretty fast, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty good bottleneck. So you're really just like surrounded by a lot of people, especially for that first half mile.
Yeah, like driving on an interstate and having a lane closing. Everything
yep.
just merges
exactly, yep.
together. It's crazy. All right, highlight. How about you? Highlight of your season or some memories of your career, Julian?
I don't really have too many highlights. I just like being with the team and winning a lot of meets and then qualifying State these last 2 years. That was really fun.
Yeah, very special time when you know you're going to State. Let's get to know Julian here. Julian, what is your favorite food? Favorite food, Julian?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
I say ramen noodles.
What's going on? We had pork and dumplings earlier. We had Taco Bell. I love ramen noodles. I'm all right with that, I guess. All right. Julian, congrats on the season. Enjoy your time at State.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Put a little slice of cheese in that ramen noodles, too. That's good.
Yep.
You bet.
Arlo.
All right. Arlo Behrens, how you doing, Arlo?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Junior and second team all-conference. And you, I understand, had never run track or cross-country before this year. Is that right?
Yeah, I just started running this summer.
All right. So what was that like, the first few days of practice, hitting it? Was it fun? Was it, what am I doing here? Or what was it like for you?
Honestly, it was kind of nice. I had a bunch of great guys to go off of to get me where I am. But I didn't have too many expectations coming into this year. I just showed up and ran.
Yeah, that is very important, isn't it? Because the training can be a little bit tough. Having that support from your team, how important is that?
That's actually very important to me. I don't know if I'd be running if I didn't have the teammates I have.
Yeah, so first year running, and I'm assuming you're going to come back again next year, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
for
What was the highlight? Was there that wow moment this year where you're like, you know what, I'm doing all right. You're second team all conference. When did that come, or did you realize that you fit in?
probably one of my first few meets when I medaled, just hearing the crowd go crazy when my name got called.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Great memories for you, Arlo. Congratulations to you. Your question to get to know you, favorite place to eat, favorite restaurant, what would you say that is, either locally or you can go big chain if you want to, either one, locally or big chain.
I'm going to go Taco Bell.
Taco, that's the second taco. We had a Shawamigan girl earlier say Taco Bell too, you guys. All right, Arlo, enjoy your time at State. Thanks for joining us, Arlo.
Well, thank you.
You betcha. Now we got Steve Bredeman, and he is one Hi, Steve, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Steve, can you hear me, Steve?
Yes, I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, all right. Freshman, first year running cross-country. What was that like for you?
I mean, it's been different. This is my first year running ever.
Ever? Okay.
I kind of just showed up like Arlo and decided to run.
Yeah, and you finished in sixth at sectionals in 35th. So for not having run much, do you feel this is something you want to continue to do?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'm hoping on improving these next years.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you are considered, so you'll be one of the seven that will run and then the top five they take. Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So as a freshman, you dig right in here. What was memorable for you this season? What stands out as a great memory from this season?
I think just winning sectionals.
Winning sectionals and knowing you get to go to the big dance, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, congratulations on that. Here is your random question, Steve. Favorite flavor of ice cream? What's your favorite flavor of ice cream, Steve?
Probably mint chocolate chip. It's an acquired taste.
Oh, and I like that. I'm with you on that. Close second after cookies and cream, but I like that. Steve, congratulations. Good luck as you venture through your high school career. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. And we have Logan with us, Logan Sokolowski, who is a sophomore. How you doing, Logan?
I'm doing swell.
All right. Swell is good. All right. How would you describe your season, Logan? Was it what you thought it would be? Were you hoping for more? Or how would you describe it?
Well, I didn't think I was going to be as good as I thought I was because last year I wasn't very good, but I've improved a lot.
Okay. You had some PRs, I also understand, too, right?
Yep. I've had a lot of PRs.
Yeah. So you're looking forward to taking it up a notch next year, I'm sure, and being with, you're only losing one senior, but looking to move up a little bit. What's a highlight for you from this season, Logan, as you look back?
A highlight? Probably when I asked a certain someone to homecoming and she said yes.
All right. I love that. Very nice. Hang on, let me give you a little applause on that. That's very nice, Logan. That might be the best answer, I bet. Any cross-country-related memories that you have, Logan?
Not really.
Once that happens, it's hard to remember anything else. I know. I remember high school, Logan. Congratulations to you. Your favorite Halloween? Right. What's your? Let's get to know Logan here. Beyond that, your favorite Halloween candy, Logan? What is your favorite Halloween candy?
Probably just like Reese's cups or something like
Reese's
that.
Reese's peanut butter cups? Good choice.
Yeah.
Logan, congrats. Enjoy the time at State, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's get Evan Johnson. We got a couple that are running as alternates here. So Evan Johnson is a sophomore. Hi, Evan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I understand that you improved through the year. Coach told me that you've set some PRs, so that improvement had to feel good this year.
Yeah, it felt pretty good just to see the whole team get better and myself.
Yeah, and that camaraderie as a team, very important to get you through practice and all that stuff?
Yeah, it would be hard to do it without having the people I have.
Yeah, the training. Talk about the practices during the year. How tough are those sometimes to get through those?
Some of them are way more difficult than others. I mean, pre-meet's the best.
Yeah, yep. You got to work hard to make it happen, right? And you guys have peaked. Did you stay healthy all year, Evan?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. Sophomore, you got some big things ahead, so you'll be down at State going there as an alternate. What is your favorite movie, Evan? Get to know Evan Johnson. What's your favorite movie?
Probably Grown Ups. It's a pretty good movie.
Grown Ups, yeah, that was a good one. I like that. You guys are going old school. I like that. All right, Evan, congrats. Enjoy the time at State, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, man, some of the foods and some of the movies, I'm just blown away here. Spencer, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, doing good. Spencer Henney is an alternate also for the team this year. You ran at state last year. What advice can you give to your teammates who are running there about that course this year?
Just try to run your hardest. There's quite a bit of hills and push through them.
Yeah. What about that last stretch, up the hill? What's describe to us what that's like for you.
Just try and push through it. You're almost there, and then you're done for the season.
Yeah. You see the tape, and it doesn't get any closer because it's a long stretch, but it's a fun course to run at. As you look back at this year, Spencer, you're just a sophomore, so you got a couple years ahead. What are you looking forward to build on from this past year? Maybe a highlight for you.
Just getting past sectionals, going to state.
All right. And do it as a team. You betcha. All right, Spencer, here's your question. Get to know Spencer Henney. We've got most memorable Halloween costume, Spencer. What do you dress up as for Halloween?
Spider-Man,
number one. All right. Spencer, congrats to you and the team. Thanks for joining us. Final one for the guy is going to be Ty. Ty Henderson. He's a junior. How you doing, Ty?
Pretty good.
First year running cross country, I understand, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right. How would you look back? How would you describe your year of training and all that stuff in cross country?
It started off not great because I went to Tim's Hill and didn't even finish the race, and then it felt good to complete the next race. So.
So you steadily improved from there, I would guess, right?
Yes.
All right. How important is it to keep running in the off season a little bit for the upcoming cross? How important is that?
I think it's very important. Like some of the others I've seen, they worked all summer long and they've improved a lot.
Yeah. So you just kind of come in with an advantage right away. And plus it's conditioning your body, right? You're constantly conditioning your body to run better and faster, right?
Yep.
All right. Have you been down to state before, Ty?
I have not.
All right. What are you looking forward to down there as you head out on Saturday?
Just joking around with the kids at the hotel and hopefully doing well.
Having a good time. Ty is a junior. Here's get to know Ty Henderson. What's your favorite food, Ty?
Probably hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Just straight up hot dogs, huh? Ty, thanks for joining us. Good luck at state, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to get to the girls next. Hold on. Girls, hold on. We're going to get to you in just a moment here.
Get big savings and big rewards during Provember at Lowe's. Right now, MVP's members earn 3 times the bonus points on DeWalt products and save $200 on a DeWalt sliding compound miter saw. Plus, earn 3 times the bonus points on Little Giant products and save $70 on a Little Giant multi-position 14-foot ladder. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid through 11/22.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Kyle Repair, your Ponze parts and service dealer in Park Falls, invites you in for the open house Friday, November 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lunch will be served from 11 to 1, and there's some awesome door prize giveaways like a $500 fuel card, a Ponze hatchet, and a Ponze scale toy model. Kyle Repair is also offering parts specials. You'll get 10% off during this special open house event. You do need to be present to receive all the Ponze parts special offers. Kyle Repair, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Well, since we've been done, I've been trying to unfall apart.
Round up your friends for an electrifying performance by Runaway June on Saturday, November 18th at Lake of the Torches. Proclaimed by Billboard magazine as the next hot trend in country music, you'll enjoy hits like Buy My Own Drinks and Broke Hearts Do Broken Things. Purchase your tickets now at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 to attend all shows. Winning is more fun at the lake.
7:26, we continue to talk with our cross-country athletes from Phillips, the girls' team. They were sectional champs last week up at the Solon Springs Northwoods sectional, and they advance on as a team, and we're going to talk with the runners and alternates right now who are part of that team, kicking it off with sophomore Leah Harper. Leah, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. A sophomore, and you've been right up there, top runner, or one of them, all year long. Going into this season, was this a goal for you to be right there at the top?
Yeah, I knew that coming off last year, we had a lot of good girls on our team, and it's been really fun to be able to push each other, and we've all been working our way up there. So,
first team all-conference, and your second state meet that you've been running in. You also do pretty well at track, I understand, too, right?
Yeah, we had a really good track season last year. That was really fun, and, yep.
What's it like to be a state champion in track?
It's hard to explain. Like, every once in a while, you just kind of remember, and you're like, wow, like, I did that. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah, your 4x4 relay team, gold medal at state in the 4x4 relay. That's quite an accomplishment. And high expectations for the team this year, too. Looking at your results from sectionals, Leah, you're going into state with some high expectations, I would guess.
Yeah, we're hoping that some good things are going to happen.
Yeah. What are some highlights for you from this past season, Leah?
Just being able to work with this group of girls and see everyone be able to improve and have PRs has been really fun.
Yeah, improvements throughout the year. Get to know Leah Harper. Let's see, a random question. What's your favorite restaurant, locally or a big chain restaurant? Where do you prefer?
Probably Culver's.
Culver's. Yeah, all right, we're doing a little better. A couple Taco John's in there, but Culver's, good. All right. Leah, enjoy your time at state. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Yep, Meredith Murlock now joins us. She finished second at sectionals, third, about second on the as far as team rankings, and she's a junior. Meredith, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What a great season for the team. You have to be pretty pleased with the way everybody has performed.
Yeah, I'm very proud of this group of girls, and we've all been racing really well this season.
All right, and everything looking pretty good. Everybody pretty healthy as we go into the state meet?
Yep, we've been taking it easier this week, and we're staying healthy and eating good. So
yeah. So what's the training like the last couple of days, like yesterday, today, tomorrow, leading up to that big event on Saturday? What's the training like for you?
Just easy mid-distance runs.
All right. So you just don't want to beat up your body too much. The lungs are ready to go, so you won't just want to be full strength, right?
Yep. That's the goal.
How many times during the year does coach tell you to get a good night's sleep?
A lot.
Yeah. Rest is important, having the body ready to go. All right. And you're a junior, Meredith, and you've been at state before, your third state meet, right?
Yep, that's correct.
You're just a wily veteran down there. It's just a, describe that atmosphere. That's just really pretty fun down there, isn't it?
It's definitely one of my favorite meets, and I look forward to hopefully running it every year.
Yeah.
Just the atmosphere is great, and everyone's like in good moods. The energy's great.
Yeah. All right, Meredith. Get to know Meredith Murlock. Favorite flavor of ice cream for you, Meredith? What would that be?
Oh, probably caramel.
Just vanilla with a little caramel on it?
Like a caramel swirl ice cream.
Caramel swirl. That's good to you. All right, Meredith. Enjoy the time at state. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
All right. Sarah Knack is our next up. She's a junior. She finished fourth at the sectional, third on the team rankings. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Sarah, what's the percentage that people do or don't pronounce the K in your name, K-N-A-A-C-K? Does that run about 50-50?
More like 25%.
Okay, all right. You're just used to it, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Nice year for you, Sarah. Boy, to have your team finish second, third, and you finishing fourth at sectionals, I think when you finished fourth and saw two of your teammates ahead of you, I think you knew you had a pretty good shot to win it, right?
Yeah, it was a pretty good feeling.
Yeah. What's the season like for you training-wise as you progress and you peak at the end of the year? Is it get a little bit tougher through the year training?
Honestly, the training might get a little easier because I get more in shape.
Okay.
But, I mean, the workouts, I guess,
do get tougher.
And you are a part of that 4x4 relay team, right?
Yes.
That one state, what was that like? We talked with Leah about that. What was it like to be on the top of that podium?
I actually never thought I would ever be there, so it was really cool. And just to see, like, everyone just watching was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment for you. And being a junior, what's a highlight for you as you look back this year or past, some that stands out as a memory for you?
Honestly, it's just winning a lot of the meets with my teammates is just kind of fun because we all get along pretty good. So it's fun to do it together.
And something special about going to a meet and knowing you've got a pretty good shot at it, right? Not that you're going in arrogant, but you're in there confident, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, something special about that. All right, Sarah Knack, K is silent. Favorite movie for you, Sarah?
My favorite movie would probably have to be The Grinch.
The Grinch? Oh, now I think you get an A+ in my book because that's one of my favorite Christmas movie too. All right, Sarah, enjoy your time at State. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yep, and we've got Addie Gabay now with us. Addie finished in seventh place at sectionals, fourth team, and a freshman. Addie, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
First year, you come in, you're going to State, a nice finish, all conference, a second team all conference. Was this expected? Did you have high expectations coming into this?
I don't really know what I was expecting, but it's been pretty good.
You ran middle school, I would guess?
Yeah.
All right. And you had probably some success at middle school?
Yeah.
What was that transition like from running 2 miles to running 3 miles? Was that a transition for you?
Well, I thought it was going to be a lot harder than it was, okay. But it's pretty okay.
Pretty okay, huh? And a seventh place finish at sections is pretty good. I mean, you got your teammates finishing second, third, fourth in front of you. What are you looking forward to as we head to Rapids this weekend?
Well, I'm just looking forward to being with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Just expecting a good race.
Yeah. All right. Addie, get to know Addie Gabay, your favorite Halloween candy. Addie, what would be number one if I put something in your Halloween pumpkin there? What would that be?
Gotta say Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Just the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right.
Yeah.
Good answer, Addie. All right. Enjoy your time down there, Addie. Thank you so much. We have Caitlin Pesco joining us.
Hey, Joel.
I got that first name right, Caitlin?
Yep.
All right. Junior, honorable mention all conference. And you've been to State before, Caitlin, I understand, right?
Yep.
How much fun is that? And what's the course like? Do you like that course down there?
Yeah, the course is super nice. And I really enjoy the state meet, like the atmosphere and just like seeing all the people that come to like support us and all the other teams. It's a really great experience.
And that's a challenging course, but like I mentioned with the Schwamigan runners earlier, not so much of a worry about there being holes and stuff like that. You know you're getting a pretty smooth track, right?
Yeah, with it being on a golf course, usually the footing is pretty great.
Yeah. Talk about conference and sectional meet because Coach tells me that you ran some of your best there.
Yeah, I actually surprised myself a lot during the conference meet and sectional meets. Because I had a pretty large PR, and it was just, like, super, super exciting. And all the girls did great, too. So
yeah, sectionals, you ran a 21:41, so that was one of your better ones?
Yep, that was my overall PR of my entire cross-country career.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take it up a notch when you get into the deep into the season, Caitlin. Fantastic. And memories for you for this year, making it to State, or what stands out for you?
Honestly, the entire, like, season was amazing. I think one of my favorite seasons. So there's not necessarily one memory that stands out, but I definitely say, like, winning sectionals was my favorite.
All right. Get to know Caitlin Pesco. Your favorite restaurant, Caitlin. What's your favorite restaurant, either local or national chain? What would you say?
I'd say my favorite restaurant is Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, that's pretty good. A little upper scale, but yeah, that's good, Caitlin. All right. Thank you, and good luck at State, Caitlin.
Thank you.
We're talking with the girls' cross-country team from Phillips. They're headed off to State, and we've got Ruby McCormick, who is a freshman. Ruby, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Freshman year, cross-country, you get to go run at State. Do you pinch yourself a little bit and say, hey, this is pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
Are you a runner? Have you been a runner in cross, like middle school and stuff like that?
Yes, since sixth grade.
Since sixth grade. All right. So what do you enjoy most about? Is it the team aspect? Is it just the feeling of being able to be in shape? Or what do you enjoy the most about it?
The team.
Yeah? Just being a part of a team? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're headed up. The state meet is a big one. Did you think at the beginning of the season that this, that I know you probably thought the team would make it. Did you think you had the ability to be a part of that?
I didn't really have any expectations, but I kind of figured that since the girls made it last year, that we had a really good chance of making it again.
All right. All right. And you were correct. That was a good prediction. Anytime you get to go compete at a state meet as a freshman, it's very special, Ruby. Congratulations to you. Getting to know Ruby McCormick, what is your most memorable Halloween costume, Ruby? What do you remember dressing up as?
I remember dressing up as a dinosaur one year.
As a dinosaur? Mm-hmm. Was that something you wanted to do, or did your parents say you're going to be a dinosaur?
Oh, no, that was my choice.
That was your choice. You're a dinosaur gal, huh? All right. All right. Ruby, congrats. Enjoy the time at state, okay?
Thank you.
Yep. Maya Nieto is joining us now, and she is a junior. How you doing, Maya?
I'm doing pretty good.
How was the season for you individually, and describe the progression of the season from the first meet through the sectional championship?
Well, I definitely trained a lot better in the summer than I have in past years, and I felt a lot better at the beginning of the season. And I haven't necessarily improved throughout the season as much as I was hoping, but I'm definitely still doing really good, and the whole team's pretty great.
Yeah, and whether you're the one runner or the seventh runner like yourself, everybody has their contributions that they make to the team, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that feeling of you guys winning that sectional last week, that must have been special for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were kind of expecting it, but there's still always that doubt that's going to be there, and it still feels pretty amazing to win a sectional meet and make it to state.
Third year in cross country, and all 3 years you're at the state meet, Maya. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have a fourth one.
Yeah, and that course down there, yes, no, do you like it or not?
I mean, it's got more hills than I would like, but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere. All right, get to know Maya Nieto. Favorite flavor of ice cream, Maya? What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
I definitely got to agree with Steve. I would say mint chocolate chip.
Mint chocolate chip, good stuff. All right. Maya, enjoy your time at state. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Yep, we got Brielle Mesko, who is an alternate for the team also, going down. Brielle, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
All right, you got to run at the state meet last year, so you've been there, right?
Yeah.
So what tips could you give, or what can you bring to the meet this weekend to tell the other runners there?
Just to keep pushing, even though you want to give up.
Yeah, always chasing down that person in front of you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was a highlight for you this year as you look back at this season as a sophomore? What stands out for you?
Being able to run with the team, mm-hmm. and keep pushing through.
Just keep pushing through. That's right. Yeah. That's the mentality of a runner. I like that. I like that. Brielle, get to know Brielle Mesko. Your favorite, your straight up favorite food, Brielle. What is that? Your favorite food?
Buttered noodles.
Buttered. You guys are so simple. You're so simple. We had ramen noodles. We had buttered noodles. Where's the lobster and the crab? And it's fantastic.
No.
All right, Brielle. I like buttered noodles too. Thank you. Enjoy your time at state this weekend.
Thank you.
You bet. We have Kate Kurth, who is also an alternate, and she's a freshman. Kate, how you doing?
Pretty peachy.
Pretty peachy. All right. How is that first year of high school cross country treat you?
It was pretty good. There were some ups and downs, but it was really good.
Challenging? Was it challenging or?
Yes.
Yeah? That transition from middle school, now all of a sudden you're the low person on the totem pole running against all these seniors out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is. Yeah. But the team camaraderie, it sounds like you've got a great team, and that's a big part in cross country of succeeding too, right?
Yeah, the team is amazing.
Talk about the Nightfall Classic meet. I heard that was a good one for you.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. It was really nice and flat, so it was a really fast course.
So are you now trying to get Athletic Director Mike Hagerbrecht to get all the meets at night now for cross country? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, he should do that.
All night meets, you bet. So just a solid, strong runner is what Coach tells me, and sounds like you've got a bright career ahead of you in cross country there, Kate. So get to know Kate Kurth. Your favorite Halloween candy, Kate, what would that be?
Probably M&M's.
Just straight up peanut or plain or?
Peanut butter.
The peanut butter M&M's. All right, very good. Kate, enjoy your time at State. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And finally, JC Pomeroy. She's a junior, and she's also an alternate. JC, how are you?
Just splendid.
Well, you got to run at State the last couple of years, so you're a veteran, too, of the state tournament.
Yeah.
All right. Talk about that experience at State. What are some of the things you remember, the highlights from the last couple of years?
It's just pretty fun to go and run. I like seeing all the people, and the finish is just like lots and lots and lots of people.
Yeah, exactly. And the before and after is a lot of fun too, right? Staying over and eating out and just that whole experience, right?
Yeah, the after is always fun because the boys always like to take us to Goodwill and then we go to Target.
Wait a minute, who takes the boy? They take you to Goodwill?
Well, they always want to go, so then the girls usually tag along.
All right, so we got 20 cross-country runners from Phillips at Luce at a Wisconsin Rapids Goodwill this weekend. Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much.
Oh, boy. I better call ahead, warn somebody. All right, JC. What's some memories for you from this past weekend, JC?
Some memories from this past weekend?
Or this past year, I'm sorry. This past year.
Oh, past year?
Yeah.
Definitely like a practice that we had this week. It was so fun because I got to splash in all the puddles in the pouring rain.
All right. Very good. All right. Get to know JC Pomeroy. Favorite food for you, JC? What's that?
Oh, homemade mac and cheese.
Homemade mac. Not the box stuff. You got to do it yourself, huh?
Yeah. All right. From my mom.
Very good. JC, congratulations. Enjoy the time this weekend. And we got Coach Olson back on there. And Coach Olson, you got yourself quite a team there. Aaron.
1 second.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yep. We'll get Coach Olson back on the line here. And put a wraps on this. Yeah, Coach Olson, you got yourself quite a team there of young men and women. How much fun is this for you as a coach?
It's great. Not only are they great runners and they're great students, they're also, as I think you can tell, they're a bunch of characters. They like to have a lot of fun and I think that adds to the whole atmosphere of the upcoming weekend here is. Yeah. They work hard, but they like to have fun while they're doing it.
Well, we know the girls run at 1:45 Saturday. The boys, what time do they run, Coach?
They run at noon.
Okay, all right.
So the boys first this year.
All right, you can follow that at wiaawi.org. Anybody you want to mention helps you out this year on the team, Coach, coaching-wise?
Yep. Well, Coach Kirsten Gabay, she's sitting here in the room. I actually was asking her if she wanted to say a few words, but she said no, that was okay. She passed. So
all right.
But, yeah, she's a pretty amazing and positive person. And then her husband, Nick Gabay, and also Emily Nearson, they are pretty instrumental with our middle school program as well. So it's those three individuals really help drive what we do and what we're able to accomplish.
Well, you've not only got a very strong team this year, Coach, but everybody coming back next year. So this is fun. Set the bar. I'm sure you're looking to set the bar high this year and then just continue to roll it through the next year, right?
That's the plan. I mean, you just got to keep rolling it through this weekend and, you know, just run to the best of our ability. That's what we talk about, and that's the goal. Everybody runs best they can.
All right, Coach. Thank you for taking the time to join us and all the work you put in to create memories and great stuff for the kids. So thank you so much, and hope the weekend is fantastic for you.
Thanks a lot, and thanks for having us.
You're welcome, Eric Olson. And we'll archive the interviews we just did with the girls and boys from Phillips and the Shawamigan ones. We'll have that on our website a little bit later on this morning at 98qcountry.com. Just click on the archives at the top of the screen. Thanks to the coaches and athletes for joining us always fun every year to chat with the kids.
Warm up at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet during Fright Fest on 2nd Avenue in Park Falls this Saturday, October 28th. Kayla and the whole crew will be ready with delicious fall coffee concoctions and a thorough selection of tea and tasty treats. Bring the kids by for the prize wheel and browse Kayla's massive fall sale. 20% off fall and winter clothing and boots. No better time to have a good time than this Saturday, October 28th, with Kayla's Kitchen and Closet at Fright Fest on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
We're going to show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
World famous
98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, and damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is it
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Pretty good, aren't they? It's called Better Man at 98 Q Country. Title Town Report in just a second here. Tomorrow we are in all day, 6A to 6P. We're going to give everybody else a day off. John St. John, and we're going to give Marcy most of the day off because we're going to be here and we are going to not only be talking about the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry and just a great local charity and provides a great service, we're also going to have a little fun. We've got a whole bunch of items listed at 98qcountry.com that will be available for you to bid on right away. As soon as I arrive in here a little bit after 6 tomorrow morning, you can place bids on those items. And we'll close them out through the day. We'll have some fun. And also, we will ask, you know, maybe you've been fortunate to never be food challenged in your life. We're asking that maybe you would give a little bit to the food pantry. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry distributes anywhere from 4 to 5 tons of food every month. Every month. It goes out the door right here to people in Price County and the surrounding areas. And you feel comfort in knowing that all the money that you give stays right here. There's no administrative stuff because everybody's a volunteer. Local folks down at the food pantry. We did this last year. We had a great day, raised over $8,000. And we're going to do it again tomorrow to secure the future of our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. So check out that website. Any updates, check it later today. We may have a few more items to put on there at 98qcountry.com. And we'll talk to you bright and early, a little bit after 6 tomorrow morning, and kick off a 12-hour broadcast marathon to benefit our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry.
Satisfy your sweet and spooky cravings this Halloween at Fights Ice Cream and Barbecue, your hometown hangout refreshed. Indulge in our chillingly delicious ice cream creations that will send shivers of delight down your spine. From ghostly vanilla swirls to wickedly rich chocolate treats, our ice cream is the perfect way to chill out during Fright Fest. But that's not all. Stay tuned for the upcoming barbecue delights that will leave you craving more. Fights, where every bite is a thrilling experience. Join us on 2nd Avenue North this Saturday the 28th and discover the magic in every scoop.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary. Absolutely. Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens. Right.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Here it is, the big news that you've been waiting for. Kyle Repair in Park Falls is now a Ponzi parts and service dealer. Ponzi is a leader in the forestry industry and specializes in cutting to length right at the job site. Owner Mark Kyle is excited to handle the Ponzi line and has just completed his factory training. And you'll soon be certified to do DAFCO fire suspension and AC repair. Bring in your processors and forwarders and help us to learn from you, our customers, the Ponzi part system. And for a limited time, Mark is offering a 10% discount on all Ponzi parts. Plus, Mark has just added a second mobile service unit to make it even more convenient.